So a family went to church one Sunday, and they were sitting in the congregation, and the rector was preaching. And it was one of those homilies where if you looked out at the congregation, everybody was kind of like, what? Weren't really sure what he was trying to say. Not the kind of homilies you hear here at St. Paul's. But there was this kind of look of the congregation like, huh? You might want to call the homily was kind of mystifying. So his family's driving home in their car, and the dad turns to his young son, about 8 or 9 years old, and says to him, did you hear the homily today, the preaching? He says, yeah. He says, do you think he was talking to the adults? Or do you think maybe he was talking to the children? And the little boy looked up at his dad and said, I think he was talking to himself. Might be one of the occupational hazards of preachers, of clergy preaching. There's a joke made that most clergy only have one homily, and you just keep hearing it every week. It sounds different. It's based on different scriptures, but it's one message. I hope that's not the case, but there are jokes about that among clergy. But an occupational hazard of preaching is preaching to oneself, you know? But beyond that, I think the other thing to be aware of is that the experience of the homily as a congregation is not about us talking to ourselves. It's not just about us. But how does this message, how does this word take us beyond ourselves? Nurture us, nourish us, strengthen us, but take us beyond. So we're not just talking to ourselves, just preaching to ourselves. Both the clergy person doing the preaching or we as a congregation experiencing that homily. So I'd like to look at this gospel reading today, this parable that we just heard. It's oftentimes referred to as the parable of the sower and the seed. I love this scene we just read. First of all, it's a reading. Just draw it back before I get into that. It's a reading where Jesus tells a parable, and then after the parable, explains the parable. That's very rare in the scriptures, pretty uncommon. And many scripture scholars suggest that the parable perhaps comes from the words of Jesus, but the explanation perhaps comes from the experience of the early church. The early church was interpreting that parable in that way, and it became part of the oral tradition, became part of the story. That's not uncommon in scriptures. I see some of your eyes opening up. There's many things in scripture that we say Jesus said, but it may really be the early church inserting that in there because there's either a memory or an experience of Jesus that convinces them whether he said this word for word, it certainly is coming from Jesus. So that's perhaps what this gospel today is. So there's a parable. The parable is this. Jesus is by the beach. And don't take anything in the script. The symbolism is always powerful. It says, Jesus is down by the beach. There are so many people there. He gets into a boat. And he's out a ways from the beach. So often in scripture, you may have heard me say this before, the boat oftentimes is a symbol of the church. And Jesus is sitting there in that symbol, out in the water. But everyone to whom he's speaking is safe on the beach. And just that very gesture itself is inviting people to perhaps leave the beach. And Jesus tells this parable. He says there's a sower goes out and throws seed. And there's four places that it lands. He talks about the seed landing on the path. And because it doesn't have a deep ability to root itself, it may sprout and the birds come and eat it up. He says some seed falls among rocky ground and never really can take root, and it dies. The heat comes and it dies. He gives the example of seed that falls among the thorns, and as the seed is growing, so too are the thorns, and they kind of choke out the plant. And then, of course, there's the reference to the seed falling on good soil, and it flourishes and it grows. That's the story. That's the parable. Parables are always stories, and we enter into those stories. What is that story about? Well, the interpretation that's given to it that I would like to suggest to you was the interpretation of the early Christian community is one interpretation. Now, let me give you repeat what their interpretation is, because I want to give you another interpretation. Not that it's either one or the other either. So the seed for Jesus is meant to symbolize the Word of God. And perhaps you could even say Jesus' Father is the sower. The Creator is the sower. And so the seed, he says, those who receive this kind of word and it doesn't really take root and it just gets taken away are people like the path. You know, who are you like? You like the path? Or are you like the rocky ground where the seed lands but doesn't really take root and never gets inside of us? Or is the seed, are we the person who the seed falls among our lives, but there's thorns in our lives that just choke it out? There's ways in our lives that just compete and choke out the word. We just don't want to hear it anymore. Or are we the good soil, where the seed falls, takes root, grows, and flourishes? Many homilies will be given today, I would suspect, and I've done it too, approaching it as, you know, are you the pathway? Are you the rocky ground? Are you the area with thorns? Or are you the good soil? How do you get to be the good soil? That's one way of looking at this reading. I'd like to offer another twist on it, and I'm not sure I've got it all figured out, being honest with you. But the story is not the parable of the ground. The parable is not the parable of the dirt. It's called the parable of the sower. When we start focusing on the ground, I think we forget about the sower and what the sower is doing. Because I would suggest what the sower is doing is quite different than the way we would think of planting seed. And then take that to how we as church become church. I grew up in Yonkers, New York. Heard me say that before. Just north of the Bronx. So there's Manhattan. There's the Bronx, there's Yonkers. We're not a lot of farms in Yonkers where I grew up, so I don't come from a farming area. But I think most of us would know a little bit about farming today to know how we farm. We prepare the soil, we till the soil, we pretty much create these straight lines, put the seed in, we have fertilizer, we plant in a way to be efficient. We want to, most folks who are farmers are trying to make an income. Or if you're planting even just tomato bushes in your backyard, you want to make sure they grow well, so you prepare the ground. That's the way we tend to farm today. But it sounds like in the days of Jesus, perhaps it was done differently. And maybe that's the image that Jesus is sharing with us, because in Jesus' mind, this sower is more like his father. There have been paintings of this sower that you may have seen, and oftentimes it's portrayed as someone walking along with a bag of seed at the side and just tossing the seed. Just tossing the seed. That's how Jesus gets this image of the sower is just spreading the seed. It lands where it lands, and it takes root where it can. And do you see how that focus on the sower is another way of perhaps seeing this story? I think Jesus wants us to look at the sower. We can look at the ground as well, but the sower and that sort of abundant, gracious, loving sharing of the seed. And so we take that from the parable, and how today as church are we the sowers of the seed? Are we sowers of the seed more like the way we do modern day farming? You know, I'm not going to take this risk until we know we got good soil here. You know, I'm not going to invest in this or take a chance unless we know it's going to grow. Let's be efficient. Let's be positive about how we do this. And there's value to that, obviously. But are we risk? Are we scared to risk? Are we afraid to just share who we are, what we're about, in the world around us? And in a sense, let it land where it lands. That's what the sower was doing. Just spreading this freely. Spreading it freely. And allowing it to land where it lands. And in some places it grows. Some places it may not grow as much. But the sower never stopped sowing. The sower always kept sharing that seed. So I wonder today, as we as a community of faith at St. Paul's, to go back to that little boy, I think he's talking to himself. Hopefully we're not just talking to ourselves. Hopefully we don't just come here and gather together and kind of talk to ourselves and feel good about it and then leave unchanged by what we experience. Perhaps, though, we're challenged through this, I would suggest through this parable today, to go beyond ourselves and find ways that we can plant that seed, share that life that we have, no matter where we encounter folks. Going beyond ourselves to the poor, to the oppressed, to the sick, to the ill, to those in danger, to immigrants, people that live in fear. How can we share that? Not knowing what the return is going to be. That's not what the point is. But sharing that word, sharing that seed, and spreading it beyond ourselves. So I just offer those thoughts to you today as I've engaged with this gospel reading this week. I've just been drawn to the sower and just the image of that. And I invite you to perhaps go further, reflecting on that image of the sower, being who we're called to be like the Creator, like Jesus' Father, to share and spread the word beyond ourselves.